today is Jeff Fritz. Jeff, how you doing?
Hey, good to see you, David.
Good to see you. Are you telling me about a framework that you're working with? You're a testing framework. Can you tell me about it again?
So, I've been developing a little bit with JavaScript and HTML to write Metro apps for Windows 8. And I ran into a problem where I couldn't test my apps. So I went and grabbed the QUnit framework from the jQuery guys and went to try and use that, and I found some deficiencies.
Let's back up a little. QUnit is, what does that framework do?
So the QUnit framework, it's a unit testing framework for jQuery that those guys wrote specifically to be able to test and make sure that the jQuery framework works on every browser out there.
Okay.
So,
but it didn't work in there.
No, it didn't work in the Metro environment because the JavaScript in the Metro environment for Windows 8 is a little bit different with the WinJS button. Yes. So I've taken that and tuned it a little bit, adjusted it so that it'll work with the idiosyncrasies of the WinJS and Metro environment.
Interesting. Tell me some of the secrecy of
so,
hurdles you have overcome.
Oh, sure. So you can't change and add new items to the document object model without making explicit calls that this is safe HTML that I'm injecting. Or, you know, things want to be and be presented in that Metro style. So we made some modifications so that we can add a run unit test button on the app bar. So it makes it more immersed and it feels like it's part of the Metro app environment.
Okay. What about as an end user? How do I start getting this framework in my app?
So the code is posted on GitHub. You can go out and get it by going to bit.ly/fritzjs. And when you download it, it's two files right now. It's a JavaScript file and a CSS file. There's instructions on the page of how to use it. We're going to get the package loaded into NuGet over the next week or so. But it's real easy to just add those couple references and then start adding JavaScript files that include
tests. Okay, so we're going to have the link to that. I've actually started doing Metro HTML5 applications. But in our HTML, we're going to have a link to the CSS and a link to the JavaScript.
Right, we need to add references inside those to go out and include the files to run the test.
And then when you call them, what are the tests?
So the tests are very simple. They're actually in the exact same format as the original QUnit tests, where we have a test keyword and we specify the name of our test. And then we provide a callback function that actually exercises what it is we want to verify works.
Just having not used QUnit, but having used NUnit, for example.
Sure.
You talk about this keyword. That's like an attribute on top of the...
No, we don't have an attribute on the top of the method in this case. In this case, we actually call a function called test.
Okay.
And the first argument we pass into the test function is the name of the test that we're creating.
Okay.
The second argument is a callback function that actually contains, you know, the logic to execute that test.
I see. That sounds pretty simple.
Yes, it's very simple to get started. There's a number of things we want to do with it to make it easier to integrate and work with our JavaScript apps so that we can have, you know, really high quality apps in that app store. The last thing I want to see is one of my apps have terrible customer feedback because there's bugs, there's errors. So this is one way for us to solidify it and make sure that it works. No, I'm going to be looking for people to help out.
To help contribute,
absolutely. We're going to be taking pull requests. It can really grow and become something that helps everybody.
I'll give that link one more time.
So the link is bit.ly/fritzjs. FRITZJS.
Jeff, thank you so much.
All right, thank you, Dave. My name is Jeff Fritz. I'm here in Orlando to see some great technology in France.